谢谢姐妹帮我们读刚才圣经宝贵的话语。
Thank you, sister, for reading the word of God to us.
我再一次邀请我们所有弟兄姐妹，特别是基督徒的，我们再把这段的圣经我们读一遍。如果 PowerPoint 的同工可以帮我们再一次打出来。
I want to invite all brothers and sisters to recite the scripture passage again together with me.
好，我邀请我们全体起立，我们读一遍这段宝贵的圣经，我们用心来读，把自己读进去。
The precious word of God that is read with our heart.
来，我们一起来念。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。谢谢大家，请坐。
Thank you. Please sit. Sit.
我们这三周里面，我们通过腓立比书第二章，我们要对教会来说话。
For the 3 weeks, we will be speaking to the church through Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比这个教会可以对照我们现今教会，有很多可以学习的地方。
There's much for the church of today to learn from the church of in Philippians.
特别是这个腓立比这个教会是当时在欧洲里面保罗所建立第一个教会。
Especially this church is the first church that Paul built in Europe.
第一个教会是上帝很清楚带领保罗所建立，传福音，一个一个人信耶稣加到这里面的。
This church is built by Paul and he just led everyone one by one to Christ.
这个教会在保罗这样一个宣教士的眼中和心里面非常的宝贵。
In the eyes and the heart of the missionary Paul, it's a very precious church.
宝贵在哪里呢？宝贵在于他们爱心的付出。
Why is it precious? Because it was built with love.
也特别是在于他们很用心的、很努力的去传福音。
And they were doing a lot in terms of sharing the gospel with people.
可能是因为保罗在坐牢的时候写这个腓立比书。
And Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter to the Philippians.
也可能这个教会也是当时已经经历到有一些外面的压力。
And the church was experiencing some pressure from the outwards.
因为毕竟第一世纪的基督教在当时的时代里面不会流行的。
Because it is not in tradition, not in fad for the church to be at that time.
也没有说我们现在有基督教国家，没有，在第一世纪里面只有少数的人信耶稣的。
In the first century, there is no such thing as a Christian country. It is only the minority who were believers.
在保罗的眼中，腓立比是一个很宝贵的教会。
So in the eyes of Paul, this is a very precious church that he's dealing with.
然而保罗在众多的欣赏和褒奖的中间，他要劝勉腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹有一些事情要改变。
In the ups and downs, he is encouraging the church of Philippi that there are things they need to change.
让他们彼此之间的生命和生活方式要有一些的更新。
The lifestyle that they have in between them needs to be transformed.
我在预备的时间，我仿佛看到我们自己城北教会国语堂的影子在腓立比书这个教会的当中。
When I was preparing myself in the Word of God, I see our church inside this book.
因为在我们国语部的当中，我们在传福音的上面，上帝不单是把很多的新朋友带进教堂里面，但是呢，我们弟兄姐妹也非常的热心做福音的工作。
Because in our church, I see that not only are many people added to our church, but our brothers and sisters, we are very fervent in sharing the good news with others.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在上帝面前所领受的一种的使命。我盼望我们继续能够努力的传福音。
Oh, brothers and sisters, this is the mission that God gave us. I pray that you would continue to do so in sharing the good news with others.
如果用一种商业的一种的 语调来说，我们现在正是好景的时间。
Maybe from the business point of view, we're in the good times.
福音的生意正是非常好的时间。
The business of the good news is at a very good time.
我们感谢主，在过去半年的时间里面，我们近乎差不多有100个人相信耶稣基督。
We thank God that for the past 6 months, approximately almost 100 people have come to the Lord.
这是在以往的中间，我们看是在半年里以内是最高的一个数字。
That's for the past 6 months period is one of the higher numbers.
我们要把一切的荣耀是归给我们的上帝。
Let us give all praise and glory back to our God.
愿意更多的华人能够进来，你看我们二楼还有那么多的座位，可不可以足够我们列治文山或者约克区里面所有的华人呢？
But look at all the empty spaces up here. Let's have more people come in and fill those places.
既然和田已经发白了，愿上帝帮助，让我们福音的工作继续扩张。
The harvest is already ripe. May the Lord help us and send us to the harvest field.
我们也知道，在九月底，我们也请了张伯利牧师在多伦多里面有一个大型的布道会。
And we all know towards the end of September there is an evangelistic meeting by Reverend Zhang Boli.
也是借着腓立比书。也激励我们继续在这个时代里面能够守好基督徒应该有的使命。
And also through the book of Philippians, encourage us the lifestyle that we should have as Christians.
让我们每个的基督徒能够起来参与福音的工作。
Let's all rise up and participate in the good news kingdom work.
因为我们清楚地看见，不是我们自己在做工，而且是上帝他自己在做工作。
Because we can see that it's not just us who doing the work, but it's the God who's doing the work through us and in us.
这正是收割的季节，弟兄姐妹。
This is the time to collect the harvest.
这正是收割的弟兄姐妹。
This is the harvesting time, brothers and sisters.
让我们来传福音，来播种，更加参与一起收割。
We sow the seed, but we also go and take the harvest.
但是在腓立比这个教会的当中，他们有一些合一的问题。
But in the church of Philippi, there is a problem of unity in them.
是保罗心里稍微担心的事情。
This is what worries the apostle Paul.
保罗的劝勉也在我们的中间，但愿我们中间也能够更加的合一。
May the encouragement of Paul also be amidst our church.
当我在准备腓立比书第二章的时间，
As I was preparing Philippians chapter 2,
特别是第一到第四节，
Especially verse 1 to 4,
短短的四节当中给我一个想到这样一个图画。
Within these four verses gave me that such a picture.
我曾经看过一个纪录片在 YouTube 里面的。
I saw a video from YouTube.
它是讲到加拿大这种的燕子这种 Canadian geese.
So it's a video about those Canadian geese.
它叫燕飞的理论
That is the flying of how the geese fly around.
不知道大家有没有看过这样的一个 YouTube?
Have you ever seen that YouTube before?
它是讲到这个燕子怎么样去移民从加拿大北部一直可以飞到加州。
So they're saying how these Canadian geese migrate from the north side to the south, like in California.
当每年到十月底的时间，我们就知道加拿大的上空里面常常听到会有一些哇哇哇哇那些的燕子呢在往南飞。
So every October and November, we hear those howling voices of those Canadian geese.
我们不禁的就抬头看。惊讶他们在天上成群的在那里飞翔。
And as we raise our head, we see them flying in groups.
当我看到腓立比书里面保罗语重心长的去教导弟兄姐妹的时候。
And in the book of Philippians chapter 2, there Paul is teaching them a very important lesson.
我就仿佛了，看到好像整个的教会也在这个属灵的空气当中，弟兄姐妹一起的翱翔。
And then I see in this picture, like those Canadian geese, brothers and sisters soaring together as a group.
飞越一切的困难。
We fly over all difficulties.
因为耶稣基督是第一个征服了这一切的困难的。
Because Jesus Christ has already conquered all these difficulties.
耶稣飞越了一切人类需要征服的这个的罪恶，这个的死亡。
Everything that man needs to conquer, all sin, even death, Jesus has already conquered.
人一切的悲伤，耶稣基督已经都飞越了。
Every trial and suffering, Christ has flown over it.
而且带着千千万万的人，也在这个属灵的空气当中翱翔，飞越一切的困难，一切的罪恶，人将一切的那种的虚空。
And he's leading soaring millions and thousands of people soaring above all these trials and tribulations, flying high with us.
保罗在鼓励弟兄姐妹的时候，你们要同心，不要孤单的飞，你们要一起的飞，一起的彼此的帮助。
And Paul is saying, you guys have to soar and fly together, not as a lone person, but fly as a community.
这些的燕子当一起飞翔的时候，他们的翅膀一起在波动。
As they fly together, their wings flap together.
原来每一个人他在飞的时间不是为了自己，而是造就了别人气流里面的方便。
And as they flap together, the wings is not just for themselves, but to create that air movement that enhances one another.
他们在成一个 V 字形的时间，他们的飞行的距离可以比一般自己在飞的时间要多出 71%。
When they fly as a V, as a group, their speed is 70% higher and faster than them flying alone.
而且他们在飞翔的时候，这个嘴里面会一直用轰轰轰的声音呢，一直在鼓励前面那只飞的那只的燕子。
And as they were flying, as they say honk, 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 they're actually cheering on the leader who's leading the group.
一直在鼓励他。
And they're encouraging that leader.
让他不疲倦。
And let him not be tired.
一直扇动了自己的翅膀，又上又下了。
And they flap on their wings up and down.
更有些的时候他们一起的翱翔。
And they soar together.
他们不在努力的时间就在风中来翱翔，因为这个空气的气流拖住这前的院子，他们在那里滑翔。
And they soar on the wind that carries them higher and faster across the skies.
当我每次看到这些燕子的时候，我们不但的惊讶，我们也可以看见我们基督徒合作合一的这种的景象。
Not only am I amazed at such a picture, but it also encourages me. That's the way as Christians we should be working together.
正如这群的燕子在天空上飞，保罗同样鼓励当时的弟兄姐妹。
Just like a Canadian geese flying over, Paul is encouraging the brothers and sisters of that time.
什么使这群的燕子能够凝聚在一起呢？
How come these Canadian geese can fly together?
什么使我们基督徒能够凝聚在一起呢？
What groups us as Christians as one group together?
如果我们要真要问一个问题，说我们今天我们教会国语的弟兄姐妹，为什么我们这么多年我们还走在一起？
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters of this Mandarin congregation, why do we hang out with one another?
我们不离不弃的走在一起，我们还要继续的走下去。
Why do we stick around with one another and continue to stick around with one another?
你问到底这群人有什么原因把他们造就在一起呢？
What's the point? What's the purpose of us getting together?
保罗就说了。
And Paul said,
他说你们在各样的事情当中，你们该应该服在耶稣基督的当中，你们要合一。
And Christ, Paul is saying, in Christ you humble yourselves and soar and gather together.
你们中间原本有分党，原本有嫉妒，原本有纷争。
Originally there were strife, there were jealousy, and there were different gangs amidst you guys.
但是弟兄姐妹，你们要活出那种的降卑谦卑的生命，再一次伏在耶稣基督的下面。
But you have to live that life of humility and once again hang on to Jesus Christ.
第一节说，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉。
Therefore, first one, if you have any encouragement,
基督就是教会的头。
And Christ is the head of the church.
也是在经文的后面说那超乎万民之上至名的耶稣。
And that Jesus is the one whose name is above all names.
他说在基督里有什么的劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯。
He's saying if there's any encouragement from being united in you guys, if there's any comfort from your love, if any common sharing in the spirit, and any tenderness and compassion amidst you guys.
是的，这个教会一方面传福音很热心，但是他们中间却不团结。
Yes, you guys are very fervent in sharing the gospel, but amidst you, there's a lot of competition and strife.
个人有自己的意思，个人有高抬自己的想法，他们每个人不能合作。
And you all have your own thinking, and you lift up only what you think is right.
保罗劝勉这些的基督徒，如果你们真要飞的时间，你们要再去在属灵的经验当中要凝聚起来。
And Paul saying, if you want to share and be united together, you have to humble yourself spiritually.
要降卑自己，降卑在耶稣基督的下面。
Humble yourself under the protection of Christ.
不是个人与个人来比较。
And not competing with one another.
不是个人拿个人来分析。
And not analyze and judge one another.
保罗说，你们要在基督的下面，你要服在他的当中，你要做一个谦卑的人。
And Paul is saying, come under Christ and be humble under him.
当第一节说在基督里的劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯的时候，我们当读到这段圣经的时间，我们就看到一个很谦卑的人。
Therefore, if we have any encouragement, any comfort, any common sharing in the Spirit, any tenderness, compassion, do you see that? That's the mark of a humble person.
一个真正谦卑有需要的人。
A true man who is humble and in need.
在这圣经当中，我看到自己。
But when I look at the true scripture, I look at myself.
我盼望我们弟兄姐妹再一次在圣经当中看到自己是怎么样进入这个基督教了。
I pray that you will all see how each one of you have entered into Christ.
圣经里面有一句话说
There's a word from scripture.
他说压伤的芦苇它不折断，僵残的灯火它不吹灭。
And there the scripture says, the willow he does not break, and all that weak light he does not blow out.
压伤的芦苇它不折断，僵残的灯火它不吹灭。
A bent willow he will not break. The weak light he will not blow out.
当一个人在这个世上面已经感受这个世界的这种的罪的压伤，这种罪带来人与人之间的这种的压伤。
When man is being bent by all the sins that comes between man and man.
对于他自己的生活的目的已经快迷失了，这个灯也快灭掉的时候。
When we're so lost and confused in life that the light in us is all very, very dim already.
我们竟然来到上帝的面前，他是怎么样对我们呢？
And when we come to Christ, how does Christ treat us?
当我们这么不配、这么软弱、这么有罪的人来到上帝的面前，上帝怎么样对我们呢？
When we're so unworthy, so weak, and we come to Christ and as is, how does Christ treat us?
来到上帝的面前，上帝却以他的劝勉、以他的安慰、以他的慈悲和怜悯对我们这些人。
And then Christ says, I will come to you and accept you in encouragement, in comfort, in tenderness and compassion.
耶稣对我们真好。
Oh, how good it is for Christ to treat us that way.
他不是没有能力去审判，但是他自己承担了我们应该有的审判。
He has the ability to judge us, but he himself received the judgment upon us.
我们在耶稣的面前，我们受了耶稣基督的恩惠。
We have received the mercy and grace from Christ.
受了他的劝勉，受了他的爱和他的安慰，还有他的慈悲和怜悯。
We receive his encouragement, his comfort, his tenderness, his compassion.
我们受尽了这个上帝的儿子耶稣基督的恩惠。
We have received every grace that comes from Jesus Christ.
我们能够顺服在他的当中。
Let's just submit under him.
今天如果我们当中有一些的朋友，如果你是被这个罪孽压伤，在生活的当中有很多的事情有不如意的，你知道人生当中没有出路的。
And today, if there's any brothers and sisters here who are really bent down by sin, and there's a lot of pressure in your life, you don't know what to do.
我们邀请你来到耶稣基督的面前，他是一个救主，他是飞越一切困难的主。
And I invite you to come to Jesus Christ because he is the Lord of Lords above all strife and difficulties.
他不但可以带你经过这个人生，超越一切的死亡、困难和罪恶。
He can lead you and soar above all death and difficulties.
他也可以跟你安排一群的人能够在这个世上一直在飞这个属天的道路。
And he will give you a community of people to fly and soar together with you.
我们要凝聚在这个起跑点，要纪念我们在耶稣基督的面前，我们要降杯。
Let us gather at this starting place and remember that we have to humble before Christ.
让我们有各种意见的时间，我们再一次能够降服在耶稣的面前，成为一个在耶稣面前成为一个谦卑的人。
When we have disagreements, let us remember we have to come and submit ourselves before Christ and be humble.
既然我们顺服了耶稣基督，
let us submit to Jesus Christ.
我们就要顺服在耶稣的教导当中，
under his teaching.
也要在顺服他在教会的生活的当中，
and under his kingdom lifestyle.
我鼓励大家，我们当中有一些洗过礼的一些的弟兄姐妹，
I want to encourage you for those who have been baptized.
如果我们洗过礼，但是我们没有进入基督徒的生活，就是说我们如果教会的聚会啊、小组啊、学习啊，我们根本都还没开始的话。
If you have been baptized but you haven't entered that Christ-like lifestyle, such as joining a small group, a Sunday school, and whatnot.
我鼓励我们当中受了洗的基督徒要加入教会的基督徒的生活，更加加入教会里面的教导的学校。
I encourage that you have to enter into the lifestyle of Christ and also the teachings of Christ.
这好像如果一个学生拿了学校的校服，但是他并没有上课，是一样的道理。
Just like a student who has a uniform but he never attends school, that's the same principle.
以前在香港的时候，我在香港念书啊，以前就是有一些的同学啊，他们穿着制服，但是在上课的时间呢，去打那个电动游戏的，他们到外面去的。
I had school in Hong Kong and I had some students who had the uniform, but during class they would go out and play computer games.
然后那些的游戏机的老板就会打电话给学校那个教务主任，他说这些人在那里打电动，你快点把他抓回去。
And the store owner of the computer games would call out our principal in school and say, "Your students are having fun over at my place."
既然我们已经服在这个学校，想在这个学校里面去读书，穿了这个制服，我们就应该进入这个学校里面了。
You have worn their uniform, you should be the one entering into the whole system of that school.
我们既然在耶稣基督的里面受了他的劝勉，受了他爱心的安慰，受了他慈悲和怜悯。
For us who have received the encouragement, the love, the tenderness, compassion of Christ,
每个人以受洗作为一个的记号，顺服进入基督这个学校。
And the mark of us being baptized, let us enter into his lifestyle.
让我们也同样服在基督的当中，也能够进入基督的学校，在教会里面的生活，教会里面的学习。
Let us enter into the school of Christ, also in the church.
这是第一个，保罗鼓励弟兄姐妹要在自己信仰的起点当中，能够大家谦卑凝聚在一起。
So this is what Paul was encouraging us at our starting point of our faith that we need to gather together and share and be humble.
我不知道大家有没有在小组里面呢？你知道你身边的人他是怎么样信耶稣的？
In your small group, do you know how each other come to faith in your group?
你有没有听过他的分享？他是怎么样相信耶稣基督的？
Have you heard their testimony of how they come to Christ?
我盼望在这个月当中，我们有一些小组里面的时间，我们可以更多的了解彼此在基督当中我们的原点，我们的起点在哪里。
I want to encourage all of you during your small group meeting this time to hear one another's testimony of where how you started in Christ.
因为在上帝的眼中，人人都是平等的。
Because in Christ, everyone is equal.
在十字架的面前，我们每一个基督徒都是平等的。
Before the cross, we are all equal.
不论我们的年龄，不论我们的薪水，不论我们的学问。
No matter your experience, your education, your salary, your age.
在耶稣基督的十字架面前，每一个人都一样，因为我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Before the cross of Christ, we are all the same because we are all sinners upon grace.
因此我们在耶稣基督的面前，我们就可以归为一体，因为我们每个人在基督的面前，我们的地位都是一样，人人平等，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
Therefore, in Christ, we are all unified and come together because we are all equal before the cross of Christ.
没有半点的可以骄傲的地方。
There's nothing to take pride of that we can claim.
既然保罗劝勉了这些的弟兄姐妹说，你们要凝聚在这个基督的面前，要在属灵这些的经验的当中，我们要一起凝聚在这个起点。
And Paul is saying, gather together at the starting point and share your experiences.
如果你们凝聚了，你们就应该用你们的心思意念和方向一起的飞行。
When you're gathering together, then come in agreement in one direction and soar together.
既然你们在耶稣基督的面前是同等的，你们就应该一起的走，一起的思想，一起用心去往前走。
Because you're all equal under Christ, you guys should have the same direction and the same way to run together.
就像燕子在这个水面或者在这个草地里面凝聚在一起的时间，因为他们有一个共同的家乡，有一个共同的目标，我们要到南方去，我们要到这个更远更美好的家乡一样，这群人凝聚在一起。
Just like those Canadian geese who would gather together at the grassland because they have the same goal, same direction, and same focus.
既然是这样，这群的燕子，这些属天的人就可以往同一个方向在飞翔。
And for us who are kingdom people, we will fly together under the same direction and same goal.
那第二节说，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
And verse 2 it says, Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind.
当我们归在耶稣基督的当中，我们的心思就是思想，我们的爱心，我们的心啊，我们的脑子，我们的心都要一模一样。
As we come before Christ, our thinking and our heart should be the same.
然后很和谐的，能够一起的去往前飞。
And in cooperation and in peace, we fly together.
在这个季节当中，愿意我们同样的心思、同样的意念、同样的爱心，能够往我们2016年还剩下的三个月当中，还有以后的日子里面，愿意我们都同一个心智。
From this day and onward, let us have the same love, the same spirit, and same mind together.
教会在这个季节当中，我们需要改变我们的心思意念。
So here we need to change ourselves, the way we think.
我们要合一的心思意念。
We need a united mind and spirit.
最近我们知道奥运会在发生的时候有一个特别美好的一个见证。
I know that there is a beautiful testimony amidst us.
我们知道之前在美国叫做飞鱼的一个游泳健将，这个男士叫做 Michael Phelps.
And there is a Olympic swimmer from the United States called Michael Phelps.
他从2008年一直在两届的奥运会当中，他拿了18个这样的一个金牌。
In the past Olympic swimming, he had 18 medals collected.
他拿了这些的金牌之后，他就发誓说，从今以后我不再碰任何关于体育的事情。
So after he got those 18 medals, he said, I will never touch anything that has to do with athletics.
我已经爬到人生的高峰，所以我现在要放下我的体育，我要做我爱做的事情。
I'm in the peak of my life, I'm going to give up swimming and do whatever I want to do in my life.
我想到做什么，我就做什么。
Whatever I want to do at that moment, I'll just do it.
他不但暴饮暴食这些的欲望膨胀。
And he started to drink and had taken all kinds of food.
吸毒酗酒开快车什么都来。
Start drinking, taking drugs, and start speeding everything.
所以在这个十年的当中呢，已经试过有两次被这个警察被抓过，他是 speeding 啊，酒后驾驶。
So because of that, for the past 10 years, he has been, the police have stopped him because of drunk driving twice.
在他人生已经跌到最低谷的时候。
And then he went to the bottom of his life.
他有一个很好的一个基督徒的朋友。
And there was a Christian friend that he had.
以前是一个橄榄球员。
And he was a rugby player.
他也是一个曾经犯过错的，后来相信耶稣基督的人。
He was also one who had a past of sin, but now he became a Christian.
那这位黑人的朋友就送给这个 Michael Phelps 了一本书。
So this friend of his gave him a book.
这本书就是华里克牧师所写的 Purpose Driven, 使命导向的人生。
So that book is actually written by Rick Warren, pastor, The Purpose Driven Life.
所以这个飞鱼啊，重了30磅变一个胖子的这个飞鱼呢，不知道飞不起来现在。
So this swimmer now became a fat tuna, he can't swim anymore.
就拿了这本的华里克牧师的书呢，就走进了这个的戒毒中心。
So he took this book with him and he entered into those home where he can take away his drugs.
结果他把这本书完完全全看完，他人生也再一次的翻转，然后他后来结婚也生了孩子。今年在奥运会里面再次为到美国去出赛。
So he had recollected himself, he came up from the bottom of his life, started getting married, have a kid, and now re-entered the Olympics this year to get a medal for USA.
他的人生能够归服在一个意念的当中，就是上帝叫我们过的这样的一个日子。
So he started to think, so what are the life that God wants me to live on?
到底我们心思意念要更新，我们集中在哪一些的点呢？
When his mindset starts to transform, what do we do?
保罗在这里没有明确的讲。
Well, Paul didn't tell us clearly how to do it.
但是我相信在耶稣基督他有的劝勉的中间，我们不难的去想象，就是耶稣基督给我们的大诫命还有大使命。
So what do we do? What we think of is want to help us from the Christ who gave us the Great Commission and the Great Commandment.
耶稣基督给基督徒的这种的大诫命和大使命，我们要归到一起的思想。
We have to think of the greatest commandment, which is to love one another, and also the Great Commission.
我们要同样的心思，同样的意念，同样的爱心。
Same mind, same love, same spirit.
因为大诫命告诉我们，马太福音22:37说，你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。
Because in Matthew 22, the great commandment tells us to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul.
他说，其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。
The next one is love your neighbor as yourself.
这也是耶稣基督给每一个基督徒的命令，我们要彼此的相爱。
That's the commandment God gave each one of us, to love one another.
你们要有同样的爱心。
The same kind of love.
要行出来。
To act it out.
所以我在每次的聚会的结束，我都说要切实的彼此相爱，弟兄姐妹。
Why do I say every time after the service, worship service, we need to act out one another and love one another?
找机会能够表达自己对别人的服侍和关心。
To express our care and concern for one another.
我们这个大使命也是在马太福音28:18-20里面说。
And then the great commission that is found in Matthew 28.
又基督也说，他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所教导你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And there Christ said, every authority has been given you, so therefore go and make disciples of all nations. Everything I have taught you, go teach them and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and I will be with you until the end of the world.
原本我们对人生的蓝图有很多的想法，但是现在只有在教会里面只有一个版本，就是耶稣赐给我们的命令还有他的大使命。
You may have a lot of plans for your life, but there's only one blueprint in your life that works, which is the great commandment and the great commission that Christ gave you.
让我们彼此的相爱，让我们彼此的同心，在这个属灵的天路当中，我们不但自己能够飞翔，也能够带领更多的人归到基督的名下。
Let us in this spiritual journey of soaring together. We don't just fly alone, but we bring many people to fly together with us.
所以我们再一次看到保罗在第一节里面把所有的基督徒在他们属灵的这个经验当中把他们再凝聚在基督的脚下。
So we can see that what Paul is doing is once and through his encouragement, gather one another under Christ as a starting point again.
既然所有人都谦卑在基督的脚下的时间，我们就要一同用同样的目标、思想和心态，我们一起来飞。
Everyone with the same humility under the feet of Christ, and we have the same focus and same direction to fly together.
把一切人与人之间的差异完全的放下来，我们要过一条属天的道路，我们要过一个有神给我们目的的人生。
We put down the differences that we have with one another and we will rise together and have the same goal and same direction in mind.
既然这些人聚在一起，既然这些人要同心合意的飞的时间，让我们就开始我们飞翔的动作。
And as we have the same goal and same direction, let us fly together in the one action.
因此在第三、第四节里面，
Therefore the first three and verse four,
我能够看到保罗有很清晰的这些属灵的动作给这些的基督徒。
So Paul gave them some very clear directions for every Christian.
因为保罗说，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
There Paul says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others.
你看这个圣经里面的结构说，凡事不可，然后等等等等等，然后只要等等等等等等等。
So look at the structure of these two verses. It says, do not do this, do not do this, and then do so, do so.
不可怎么样，只要怎么样。
Don't do this, but do this.
就像一个属灵的翅膀，保罗在教导他们，他说不可怎么样，不可结党纷争和贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And as you flap your spiritual wings, Paul is teaching you, don't push your way to the front, don't sweet talk yourself to the top, put yourself aside and help others get ahead.
不要分门别类，不要结党，只要谦卑的辅救别人，不要分党结派，只要提升别人，给别人服务和方便，不要为自己的事情，只要不要单顾自己的事情，也要顾别人的事情。
Don't gather into groups and gangs competing with one another, having disagreement with one another. Don't push your way to the front. Don't be obsessed with getting yourself at your own advantage, but forget of yourselves and help one another.
这个我看到保罗好像在教这些弟兄姐妹在飞， 不要做什么要做什么，不要做什么要做什么，不要做什么要做什么，不要就在飞了，我就看到了啊。
And Paul was teaching them as they flap their wings, don't do this, do this, do, don't do this, do that, and then that's the way how they flap their spiritual wings.
那我们到底不要什么，要离弃什么呢？他说不可结党。
So what are the things that we need to stay away from and don't do? Do not enter into gangs or groups.
也不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。
Don't ask for glory for yourself.
结党的原文就是说在自己的地位当中要有野心的往上爬。
What is that by coming into gangs and groups? It means don't push your way to the front.
好像在竞选的时间，你要得到的就是第一位，就是得到领导的位置。有很多人都想得到这个位置，所以他们就想尽办法，有很多的野心，一起的往上爬。
We push our way to the front because we want the power. We want to be the leader of that pack.
就怕自己的地位甘于就做这样的一个属灵人，我还要继续往上爬，还要继续拿到我更高的位置。
Even though it may stumble other people, but I still want to climb up and get the power that I need.
在这种的野心和争位和要争夺这样的一些的位置中间，教会就出现了许多的混乱还有扰乱。
In this kind of ambition and desire for oneself, the church enters into a lot of confusion.
因为最主要如果在教会里面有这样的一个结党，有这样的野心想上位的人呢，他自己心里其实是非常有这种虚荣心的。
Because when we come into this kind of groups and gangs competing against one another, we're actually boasting in pride.
其实这节的圣经里面就提醒我们，当时魔鬼也是如此的做。
And the Bible reminds us that's exactly what the enemy, the devil, did.
上帝创造了天使，天使不甘于他自己的位置，希望往上爬，与上帝同等，得到上帝的荣耀。
God created the archangel, but then he wanted something more than that. He wanted to be like God. That's why he forfeited what God gave him.
在他那样不甘于自己位置的时间，想与上帝同等荣耀的时间，他却堕落了。
He was not content with what he had, but he wanted more, and because of that, he fell.
所以保罗就生怕基督徒有落在魔鬼那样的一个骄傲和被神拒绝这样的一个情况底下，保罗说你们不要结党，不要有野心，要安于自己的位置。
Therefore Paul was, because he was afraid that people might fall into the temptation of the enemy and be rejected by God. Therefore he said don't do this.
只要怎么样呢？
So what do we have to do then?
只要心里面是谦卑。
We have to become in humility.
就是在别人的当中，我们互相看到，我们彼此在，比如说在走廊里面，我们看到了。
When we look at one another, let's say in the corridor outside.
在这个走廊的中间，如果我们彼此看到了，我们应该把自己降卑，看重别人。
When we see one another eye to eye, what do? We humble ourselves and lift up the other party.
不管对方是什么人。
No matter who that person is.
只要他是基督徒，
as long as he's a person in Christ.
不管他是不是牧师呢，
whether he's a pastor,
还是刚刚信耶稣的一个基督徒，
or somebody who is a new believer,
我们都不要有分歧。
Don't have that differences.
当对面的基督徒站在我的前面的时候，
when this person, Christian, comes before me,
我就谦卑自己，
I humble myself,
俯就看对方他的辈分，看对方他的权力，看对方他的地位比我高。
And I look into the interest of him and lift it up and see him as even higher than myself.
就像看到领导一样，就像看到官长一样，他的位分比我大。我看到弟兄姐妹的时候，我就谦卑自己，然后弟兄姐妹我就尊敬他。
So when I see brothers and sisters, I humble myself as if seeing somebody of higher rank than myself.
外面的人不是这样的。
The world is not like that.
外面的人如果是高位的人，
If you're of high rank,
他等人来跟他来握手。
He's waiting for people to come and greet him.
你有没有看到一个当领导的走过去跟一个平民老百姓？也有哈。你在见一个领导的时候，你有没有看到领导主动的走过去？通常都是位分低的人走到位分高的人跟他去握手。
Usually it's the lower ranking people come up and greet the higher ranking senior.
这个比较高位份的这些的长辈，如果是我们当中有长辈的话，当然是不要起来，让我过来，我给你握手。
And when we first receive people of higher rank, we said, "Don't come over. Let me come over and come and greet you."
但在基督徒的这个圈子中间呢，我们看见别人无论是谁，我们都要觉得他比自己强，我们都要看到他自己的那个位份，我们要看他比自己还要高。
But in the kingdom of God, we always see the other people as higher than ourselves.
那不要看到牧师啊，你就觉得他的位分就比其他的信耶稣的刚刚那些人就高。
Don't just look at the pastor and say, "Oh, of course, he has a higher role, higher rank than other people."
当然，牧师也是基督徒，初信的基督徒也是基督徒，看每一个人都应该。要尊敬他咯。
Of course, pastor is a Christian. A new believer is also a Christian. We have to see them equally in respect.
而且个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
And don't just seek your own interest, but seek the interests of other people.
让我们在今天我们国语堂，我们崇拜结束的时候，让我们可能出去的时候，我们就想，我今天可以得到什么？这种的想法，我们想一想，到底我身边的人。有没有得到他想得到的
？So today, as we end this worship service, don't think of what did I get today, but think of what the other person got today.
哪怕一个的小朋友，哪怕一个的我们的长辈，我们想想看，我们身边的人到底他今天他所需要的，他有没有得着呢
？Whether it's a little child or an elderly, did they get what they needed?
我们不要单顾自己的事。
Don't just seek your own interest.
要看看旁边的人。
Take a look at the people beside you.
看看整体的教会，整个教会里面他需要什么？不是我一个人，我需要什么
？Look at the church as a whole. What does the church as a whole need? Not just what do I need?
当我们这样做的时间，我们就在保罗的教导的中间，我们就不接挡，把自己放下。然后另外一方面，我们看别人比自己强，然后也要顾别人的事情。原来我们做的事情来成就别人。
So as we yearn to the teachings of Paul, we humble ourselves, we don't come into group, we lift up one another, and we respect one another.
如果我们能够凝聚在基督的脚前，我们有一起同心合一的方向，然后我们一起摆动我们属灵的翅膀，我们就可以成群和谐的在天路上一起飞。
As we gather together under Christ with one same direction and same goal, and we flap our wings together, then we can soar on wings together like eagles.
每人飞翔更加的轻省。
And when we fly together, it's a lot lighter and easier and faster.
我们教会可以飞得更远，飞得更久。
And we can fly further, we can fly higher and longer.
因为我们在腓立比书第一二章里面第一第四节里面，我们都进入这样的一个属灵的节奏当中。
Because in Philippians 2 verse 1 to 4, that's a spiritual rhythm that we're all entering into.
我们一起做一个的祷告。
Let's just pray together.
亲爱的天父
，Heavenly Father，
帮助我们能够做一个在基督面前十分谦卑的人。
Help us to be a humble person before you, Christ.
又愿意耶稣基督的命令和使命成为我们的目标。
May the commission and commandment of Christ be the goal of our life.
又愿意今天你帮助我们能够放下自己，我们不接挡，然后我们要尊重别人来成就服务别人。
Let us humble ourselves and not enter into that spirit of division that drives us.
因此我们整个教会都进入一个更新改变的教会的中间。
Let us become a community of transformation in Christ.
求主恩待祝福我们国语的聚会。
May the Lord come and bless us in the Mandarin services.
让我们这个会众能够飞到更远更高的地方。
Let us fly higher and longer and further.
简单诚心的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.